Macmillan Audio presents The Hadrian Memorandum by Alan Folsom. Read for you by Scott Sowers. Chapter 1. West Africa, the island of Bioko, Equatorial Guinea. Wednesday, June 2nd, 4:30 p.m. Nicholas Martin knew they were being watched, but by whom or how many, there was no way to tell. He glanced at Father Willie Dorn, his walking companion, as if for an answer, but the tall, razor-thin, 78-year-old German-born priest said nothing. They kept on, ducking through overgrowth, crossing narrow, fast-running streams, following a dense, nearly invisible trail that snaked through the rainforest. Now, the track turned upward and they climbed higher. It was hot, easily 100 degrees, maybe more. The humidity made it seem worse. Martin wiped sweat from his neck and forehead, then swatted at the cloud of mosquitoes that had haunted them from the start. Every piece of clothing stuck to him. The stench of plant life was overwhelming, like an intense perfume from which there was no escape. The sharp cries of tropical birds rang through the leafy, sun-blocking canopy above, far louder and more shrill than he imagined any natural sound could be. Still, Father Willie, Willie, as he'd asked to be called, said nothing.